Well, according to the USDA, 1% of Michigan's corn has been harvested for grain. 1% of the state's soybeans are harvested. And joining us now, Dan Cable with Specialty Hybrids. He's based out of Monroe County. And Dan, what can you tell us about harvest progress in southeastern Michigan?
Well, in our area, when you get west of here, they're finally chopping silage, and that's actually a week behind what I would consider normal, or maybe more than a week. But yeah, I'm sure there's some high moisture corn has come off, or some corn where feeders are needing to feed livestock, and there may be some early beans, but I'll bet it'd be another 10 days before we get started in my part of the world.
Dan, is that because we got a late start to the planting season this year?
Well, that could be part of it. I mean, we were dry for a long time. These crops just kind of sit still and didn't do much till we got significant rain, say more around the 4th of July. But I think as much as anything is we've had so many days that we didn't have much sun because of the fires from Canada. I mean, it reminds me of when Mount St. Helens erupted, and, you know, we just went all summer with so much stuff in the air that the sun couldn't get through, and we didn't get very warm, and we didn't have the photosynthesis, and it isn't anywhere near that bad, but it's kind of similar the way it's played out this year. I think we need to make up some heat units yet to really finish this crop proper.
Dan Cable with Specialty Hybrids, based out of Monroe County. You can hear more of our conversation at MichiganAgToday.com.